Honorable Dr. Rishi Sali, you have 14 minutes.
Thank you, Honorable Speaker. I would like to take this opportunity to thank you for the time allocated to me to speak on this committee stage of the budget 2025. Today we deal with the heads of the ministry that has literally touched the lives of each one of us and the citizens of this country from the day we were born, that is from our first breath, and thereafter through our lives. It will do so until we breathe our last. We all look forward to a healthy debate, and I'm happy to say that it has indeed been a healthy debate since the debate started from the opposition. Honorable Doctor started the debate, and thereafter from the time the Minister of Health came out with his comments and the Honorable Leader of the Opposition had very positive suggestions, and it has been a very cordial debate so far. The government of the day for its maiden budget 2025 has allocated a sum of 604 billion towards the Health Ministry and the Ministry of Media. Health Ministry budget for this year is 496.3 billion as recurrent expenditure and capital expenditure of 107.3 billion. Speaking of healthcare of an urban, middle and lower middle class population of Colombo Central, which I represent, the general health of the population is already compromised due to the strangulated economic conditions of its people. Many are families where parents, if both parents, have to work mostly as informal day wage earners. They usually end up seeking health care from dispensaries and pharmacies in the vicinity for the only reason that they may have, number one, a language barrier when they go to the state health institutions. There are also, as Honorable Doctor who opened the debate on the opposition said, the long delays that people have to endure at the outpatient departments. This makes it necessary for the parents to stay away from work. And as I mentioned, many of them are day wage earners. It also makes it uncomfortable for them to leave the other children at home. And also, the other children may have to stay away from home while the mother or the father takes the other sibling to hospital. This makes it necessary for them to scrape the bottom and seek medical treatment from private dispensary in the vicinity on a day-to-day basis. I am certain that the digitalization process initiated by the government would ease such delays and streamline the services, cutting down on the time the patients have to stay at the OPD. The phenomena of seeking medical services from the nearest dispensary, as a private practitioner, I witnessed had a surge. There was an increased number of patients who came for private medical treatment, although they could not afford it, during the tragic incidences where infirmity and death of even individuals resulted mainly from those who chose to seek medical treatment from government institution due to the low quality substandard medicines and even injections that were contaminated. These drugs were procured not due to ignorance but driven by man's greed. It is not a mere crime against humanity but a sin against humanity. The poorest of the poor were the worst affected. Let bygones be bygones, as we resolve to ensure that such unfortunate, unforgivable incidents never ever happen in our nation. Another contributory factor that greatly contributes to the infirmity and sickness in the people of urban areas I mentioned is the poor environmental conditions As you would know, the number of open drains, poor sanitary conditions, and overtly unhealthy state in and outside their dwellings, which contribute to communicable diseases. With the Clean Sri Lanka initiative and concept by the government, we all hope that these factors would be effectively controlled, managed, and addressed too. As the opposition member spoke about the brain drain that has affected the health sector of this country. Yes, the brain drain has been a stumbling block when it comes to maintaining an effective health service in this country. Every segment of the health service providers chose to leave the shores of this country, be it consultants, medical officers, nursing staff, trained paramedical technicians, be they perfusionists, physiotherapists, speech therapists, audiologists, and every category of trained paramedical staff chose to leave the shores of this country. The downfall in the economy, the deteriorating law and order situation, the education opportunities available for their children, and other factors too were contributory to this brain drain. Though better salaries abroad was one factor, it wasn't the only factor. It is just people sadly lost hope in their motherland. And they chose to leave mainly for the betterment and a better education and better security and law and order situation that they could raise their children in. We all hope that with the new reawakening, this trend affecting not only the health sector is reversed and also is brought under control, because every one of those who left the shores of this country did so physically. They all left their hearts in Sri Lanka, the land we all love. Another factor that I notice in the areas that I come from is the substance abuse and narcotic drugs usage among the population. This is today a major factor in the negative health consequences of the users themselves and the families of the mainly urban population. This curse and menace to our society is causing various social evils in addition to breaking up the very fabric of our families and society. I would like to tell you, I as a doctor have come across an increased use of substance and narcotics by the women of this society, especially where I come from. It could be the same in other areas too. I have even come across pregnant patients who come with their other children, who sit in front of me while the mother sits beside me. Mother asked me, she's 5-6 months pregnant, the mothers have even asked me, is it all right, doctor, indala hitala ais tikak gattata kamak nadda. First he confused what they meant by ice. I thought they were talking of cool drinks, but no, this was the narcotic crystal methamphetamines that have become a menace to this society. So what do you expect in the health of the mother and the unborn child? The government should, and we will certainly address this issue. We have to address this issue and on different angles. While law enforcement is a necessity, we also have to include education among the categories of such persons who may have the tendency for such addictions, counseling, rehabilitation, and take steps to socially integrate such rehabilitated people into the society. Prevention of disease. Government of the day has allocated 1.5 billion for control and prevention of communicable diseases. Our public health preventive health services has been the pride and the diamond on the crown of our health services, admired by many countries in the region. The government has implemented a planned and program for health screening of all individuals above the age of 40 years in order to detect very early non-communicable diseases such as heart diseases, diabetes, vascular diseases, kidney diseases, and neurological diseases that come up with an aging population. We as a nation are also faced with a very aging population for which the government too has drawn up a plan. I wish also to state that before this committee that the government has allocated a sum of 32.4 billion towards key maintenance, rehabilitation and improvement of the existing health service infrastructure, which includes completion of hospital buildings that had come to a standstill at certain hospitals. This is in addition to the 3.2 billion for constructing of new units at certain identified hospitals around the island. Key welfare projects are also addressed to in the health budget of 2025. This includes nutrition package for expectant mothers, and a sum of 7.4 billion has been allocated for this reason. Reviving and implementing of the Triposha program, which has begun, is a great blessing for expectant mothers and children alike. I remember how mothers used to come to the clinic with their children and the joy that I saw on their faces when they got those two packets of Triposha. It was happiness to their faces, the children and the mothers. So this is a very welcome thing, and I think it should continue until this nation deserves it. The Suvasaria ambulance services, which was mentioned by the opposition member who opened this debate, is also...
Honourable member, you have 2 minutes.
...allocated for in this budget. Better salaries and allowances to doctors, nurses and other categories of staff has been an issue since the new budget was proposed. The Honourable Minister of Health has taken so much pain to explain in detail and categorize this increase to this house and to the nation as such. The government and the nation truly appreciates the sincerity of the health services staff that has served this nation so far, and their proclamation that their trade union action would be put off. I also like to emphasize that doctors have the greatest passion for their career and profession. They sacrifice personal time with their families and leisure to be at work. The nurses, nursing staff, 95% of those who are women, have multifaceted roles, being a daughter, a wife, a mother, and a housemaker, homemaker. Yet it touches us all that they are able to come for duty in a pediatric ward, for example, when they have their own children sick at home. And also, they who come to look after elderly people in a hospital or an institution, while they have older parents who may be bedridden at home. This is indeed laudable and always appreciated by this nation.
Honorable member, your time is
in conclusion,
over.
I would like to say that this debate, as I mentioned earlier, has been very healthy for the day. Each of the members of the opposition who spoke about before me, the leader of the opposition and the doctor who spoke about me, were very passionate on improving the health services of this country. And I and the whole House appreciates that. In conclusion, I would give me one more minute, Honorable Speaker. I would like to share my personal experiences every day. When I come into the Parliament, I enter through the gate where the members enter, and on either side I see pictures of those members of Parliament who has left before us. They have gone before us. Sometimes I keep my bag on the ground and look at those photographs and think of the good legacy they left behind. And I would like to say, let us all resolve that we leave a good legacy that would be celebrated by generations to come. And it reminds me of a quotation that I always valued. I would like to share it with you. If you could give me 30 seconds, Honorable Speaker. One day this world would remember us for the good we did for those with whom we had nothing in common except our shared humanity. Thank you, Honorable Speaker, for your time.
Honorable Dr. P. Satyalingam, you have 12 minutes. What's the point of order?
සෞඛ්‍යමත්තුමා සිටු නිසා ගරු සෞඛ්‍යමත්තුමා දැන් විශේෂයෙන්ම මම අර කියපු කාරණේ ජාතික රෝහලින් දැවන්ත අර්බුදයක් තිබෙනවා ගරු කතානායකතුමා එතුමාගේ අවසර ඇතුව මේ විශේෂයෙන්ම රෝගීන්ව එහා මෙහා ගෙනිනවා මහා පාර මැද ඉතින් ඒ පිළිබඳව ඔබතුමාගේ අවධානය යොමු කළ මොකක් හරි කෙටි කාලීන සැලැස්මක් ක්‍රියාත්මක කරන්න පුළුවන් නම් දීර්ඝ කාලීන සැලැස්මක් දක්වා ඒක මං හිතන්නේ ඉතාමත් වැදගත් ගරු ඇමතුමා
Honorable Minister
ඔබතුමා සඳහන් කරපු කාරණය සහ මේ YouTube වීඩියෝ එක සුදත් තිලකසිරි මටත් එව්වා ඒ මොහොතේ මම අපේ අමාත්‍යංශ ලේකම්තුමාටත් යොමු කරා ඔබතුමා දන්නවා ජාතික රෝහලේ කාඩියෝ යුනිට් එක OPD එක කාඩියෝ තොරසෙක් එක තියෙන පිහිටීම අනුව යම් වෙලාවට රෝගීන් එහෙම කරගන්න වෙන ක්‍රමයක් නැහැ දැන් අපි ඇම්බියුලන්ස් පාවිච්චි කරමින් ඉන්නවා මොකද මේකට ස්ථිරසාර ක්‍රමයක් අවශ්‍යයි රෝගීන්ට ප්‍රශ්නයක් නොනා කරන්නේ කටයුතු කරන්න ඉතින් මම හිතනවා සුදත්තත් කිව්වා ඔහුත් කැමැති මේ වෙනුවෙන් උදව් කරන්න කියලා අපි ඒකත් එක්ක සාකච්ඡා කළ කරමු හොඳයි